let's, the first thing we should be doing is, let's just feel the vertical axis. And it's very important to feel relaxed in the vertical axis, and close your eyes for a few minutes and feel whether you are tuning your vertebras from the top of your head, the crown, to the bottom in the vertical axis. And now, when you feel, you can move your body slightly forward, backwards, or to the side, so you're aligned. And just bring your attention to your heart center. And I would recommend to put your right hand on the heart and just feel. Feel that which is flowing through you. I would say it is life itself in this present moment. So the inner space of the body is just like a little bit dark, you could say, but there is a feeling accompanying it. And when we anchor the attention in the heart, we permit ourselves, as we inhale, to feel how life is flowing through us, through the breath, through the pulse of the heart, through the cells of the body. When we inhale, we embrace completely, completely everything about our reality. Thoughts, preoccupations, emotions, feelings, sensations. Then we feel at the center of the breath, the heart itself. And then as we exhale, we try to exhale very slowly and completely empty the belly. If you breathe into the belly, so you empty the belly with the diaphragm. And again, you inhale and you permit yourself to embrace everything as it is. You feel this intention to just be, not to understand, to interpret, to initiate, to do anything in particular, just be. Let go and be. And again, you exhale very slowly. And in the next inhalation, you already have this intention to embrace everything as it is and just relax the body completely. And if you're focusing your attention on the heart, you start feeling in the center of your body, and this space, which is a little bit dark, you also feel this inner light. It's not something you see, it's rather a feeling. So you exhale very slowly. And again, you inhale and embrace everything just as it is. You fill your lungs with all the air and all the emotions, feeling you embrace them. And as you exhale, you just let go on everything and just becoming this being that you already are. Now again, as you inhale, feel the wave, ocean wave of breath moving into your body. And as you exhale, This wave brings you back to the ocean. You relax into the ocean of existence. Because exhalation is long, at the end of exhalation, you can permit yourself a few moments without directly breathing in and just feel the stillness, the beingness. So it's just like you are breathing in, and as you breathe out, you go deeper and deeper. And at the end of exhalation, you let yourself enter in this feeling of just beingness. You can now release your hand and let it just relax on your knees. But your attention is still focused in the heart as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, permit yourself as if you are surrendering to this beautiful inner light sensation of just being, permitting yourself to be. And as you do that, feel that life is happening all around you, not only in your body. The source is working its existence through millions of animals, plants, human beings. Time, space is interwoven with intelligence. And your heart is breathing with totality. It's like the universe is breathing through you at the center of the hologram. You inhale and you exhale, and you lengthen the time of exhalation to a degree that you feel you're letting go into this beingness. And you can feel within your heart how it is the center of creation is now in your heart. So freedom is achieved when you trust and have confidence that this intelligence is doing everything around you, and you just permit yourself to be. To be one with this intelligence. Inhale, and as you exhale, feel the inner organs from your body. Becoming softened with this light which emanates from your heart. Slightly permit your mouth to open and your spine becomes longer, as if you are taller, pulled upwards. And you your body could be just as well sleeping, but your consciousness is completely awake. And you feel that this intelligence, this life, this love that works out the regeneration of your cells, digestion, breath, everything, is always working from the background of life in silence. And although we put the label, this me, my body, my mind, actually it's this intelligence that works out through us. And through plants and animals and the spin of the planet, everywhere. So as you inhale, feel in your heart how life is about love, about growing in love towards creation, understanding that life gives us existence for free out of love, that we take for granted this existence, but the existence is the only true experience that we have in the root of our identity. As you inhale, feel that existence supports you. It supports you as it supports everything around you. It is nameless, formless. Nevertheless, it is there. In the next ocean wave of breath, feel the ocean of existence all around you. And feel that there is no separation actually, that we are all connecting the same source. You and myself, and every living being are rooted, grounded into this existence. Just our mind fluctuates on a surface. And you can begin to trust this existence and relax. And understand that this source is so full of love, giving us unconditional existence from love, and teaching us love through all our mirrors and life in relationships with everything around us, wanting us to recognize how love is its nature. And love, light, consciousness, trust, confidence are coming from the same source. Let your head fall a little bit backwards with your mouth open as if you are lying on a pillow. And feel this movement of energy freely through your body. You are permitting yourself just to be. And you are nourishing your cells of the body from this experience of just being. With trust, love, confidence, consciousness, this intelligence is doing all the necessary work. And when you surrender to it, it is also healing. Now, as you inhale, as you exhale, let yourself stay a certain time after exhalation in this luminous void. As if you are feeling life with no movement inside. And when the next inhalation comes, it's just like a wave in the ocean. Feel that with this wave, you can also experience natural happiness, freedom, freedom of the burden to be someone, to do something, to work out something, just being. As you inhale and exhale, the joy of just being. Many times our identity is just like a sack. It's like something we have to carry with us everywhere. Whereas when you just be, you feel freedom, you become lighter, there's no weight to it. So as you inhale and exhale from the center of your heart, it is as if the sun is glowing in the inner space, in this luminous void. It's not a matter of visualizing it, it's a matter of feeling. And you're nourishing yourself by just being, just like in deep sleep with no dreams. You just be who you are, already are. And doing nothing is a joyful experience. You can feel like the earth, the animals, the movement, everything is taken care of by this intelligence all around you now. And it's an experience full of love, because it's like the mother archetype of nature, which takes care of all the creatures, all those beings who we actually are. So when you drop this feeling of separation from totality and just permit yourself to be, you enter in this womb of the mother, luminous void, eternal presence. You are completely present in your heart. And completely conscious of that which is, simply is. when this intelligence works from silence, is in the background of existence. So you feel this silence and stillness inside. And everything is external at the surface, the movement, the sound. At the heart, you are anchored in this stillness. And you can just enjoy. It doesn't matter whether you are in an airport, in a bus station, or in a room, or in a hospital. You just become that beingness, which you already are consciously, by letting go. And you actually never lose this beingness, this feeling of just being. Rather, when you start projecting your emotions, your sensations, your thoughts, you're driven by this reality, outer reality. And you forget what is in the background. But it is always there, and you can always lean back to its original experience, this original experience in the source. So every drop of air that you now breathe in and out feel how light, love, wholeness, confidence, freedom are coming in and out through you as you are this ocean of existence. Feel how the universe is breathing. With you. In this instance, feel the silence, the gratitude, bit by bit, start understanding that you can feel that and incorporate your sensations as a human being that is feeling the fingertips, the touch, the smell, the air, the taste in your mouth, and you are still anchored there. Awakened to this, which is at the root of existence. When you understand this state of peacefulness is abiding in you, potentially at every moment, if you recognize it consciously. So bit by bit you can introduce your eyes, your look. But as you open your eyes, they're like windows to the inner experience. They're like awakened to your heart. And what you see outside does not move you as before. Rather, you are feeling that these windows all the light is shining through them from within, and all the love that you need is always and was always there. You can depend on it because it is who you are, simply, naturally. That which you have been always. And bit by bit, permit yourself to straighten up the head and integrate your senses. You are completely present more and more with your senses activated. And this lovely sensation of just pure beingness, relaxation, light, love is in there. It's your home, it's your natural home. And so now you can, bit by bit, come back to this relative virtual reality of this room, third floor, and become present with your senses activated, and still feel that inside. Feel this feeling of sweetness, of simplicity. Feel the air around your face, and bit by bit, open your eyes. How are we doing? Look at me. You see, this is always there to me. I sit in an airport, I sit wherever I sit, I just feel that and I let go of the rest and I'm home. And that's why it's so evident that I have my stories, my virtual reality, the things I have to do, but it's instead of being the main story, it's the background.
I actually like that they were doing the, because for me sometimes, well, one, some of the first virtual